بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سعادة سيدنا أنطونيو غوتيريش.
Thank you. In the name of God, the merciful and the compassionate. Mr. Secretary General, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I have the pleasure to thank the UN Secretary General for extending the invitation and also for the effort taken and also for giving the United Nations instructions to work to deal with the situation in Afghanistan. Qatar is ready to work closely with the United Nations. Excellencies, the humanitarian challenges and developmental challenges that the Afghan population has been suffering from for a long time, and also the impact of COVID-19 and drought, all of this requires urgent humanitarian assistance by the international community to help the Afghan population overcome these difficult challenges and to preserve the progress achieved in all areas and also defend the rights of people. Qatar has been providing support, and we will be providing support to the humanitarian action. And significant efforts have been made over the last several years to support our work towards this objective. Despite the recent circumstances, Qatar as a partner, and thanks to our mediating efforts and thanks to our international relations, helped forge consensus around the situation in Afghanistan to defend the interests of the people of Afghanistan. We called upon our partners and international partners, as well as the leaders in Afghanistan, and we carried out work over the last years to ensure stability in Afghanistan and deal with humanitarian questions. We reiterate the need to join our efforts to protect civilians, ensure safe corridors to ensure the arrival of humanitarian assistance, and ensure that it is possible to achieve national reconciliation and preserve the progress achieved by the Afghan population and fight terrorism in order to ensure that Afghanistan does not become a factor of instability in the region. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, in light of the humanitarian duty that we must carry, we have helped evacuate thousands of Afghan people. We provided temporary housing, food, and medical assistance, as well as COVID-19 vaccines. Qatar sent specialized technical teams to rebuild the Kabul airport in order to help provide humanitarian assistance and safe travel, also helping to ensure safe humanitarian corridors for assistance. And we have provided support to the United Nations in delivery of food and medicines and special food programs as part of urgent humanitarian assistance. And just last Saturday, Qatar sent 128 tons of foodstuffs and medicines. The financial contributions, as well as our assistance to support Afghanistan, all of this will reach the figure of $50 million. And finally, we'd like to reiterate our support to the people of Afghanistan in order to defend their desire to live in peace, security, and to ensure development of the country. Thank you.